Welcome to Land Yap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. In the spirit of the season, the Ruston Farmers Market holds its annual Giving Thanks Fest this Saturday. John Benshutter serves as president of North Louisiana Farm Fresh and acting manager of the Farmers Market. He joins me for a preview. John, good to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, Bob.
Well, this is an annual event. Tell us about when did the market begin the festival?
Well, the Ruston Farmers Market has been going for about 6 years, and about 3 years ago, we started a fall market. When we did, we decided that, you know, as you said earlier, in the spirit of the season, we wanted to reach out, give back to the community, and so we've been working with philanthropic organizations here in Ruston to collect food and various things for people in need.
When we talk about the festival, what are some of the featured items that will be available for purchase during the day?
Well, we are a farmer's market, so a lot of what we'll have will be produce. Right now, it's the fall season here in Louisiana, so there's a lot of winter squash. Greens are very popular right now. There will be some fall tomatoes available. We have always have a list on our website, RustinFarmersMarket.org. We keep that updated weekly. We also have a Facebook page and a Twitter account, so you can always follow what we're going to have. We will have some crafts vendors, and we usually have food available to take home.
I noticed entertainment is going to be a part of festival activities. Local musicians taking part, or can you share on that?
Right now, we're still reaching out to people. We don't have anything locked in yet. We're hoping to get something going, but I can't make any comments yet about whether we'll have anything. Well, it's always kind of rough in the fall when it's cold and early to get the musicians to come out, but we're working on it.
Well, customers are encouraged to be of a part of a charitable project during the day. What can you share about what you can do when you attend the farmers market?
Well, we'll be collecting canned food for a local organization that gives food to the needy. If people don't have canned food, they can feel free to buy anything from any of the produce from our vendors, and we'll make use of that. The organization's accepted that in the past, though they do prefer canned food items as it lasts longer.
Well, how has the season unfolded for farmers in north central Louisiana, John, as far as the crops there?
It's been a pretty good year. The rains the last couple weeks slowed things down, and then we had that early freeze. So a lot of we were going pretty good with some of the summer crops here into the fall, but that freeze took care of that. Though, like I said, the fall greens, the fall and winter squashes, are really, really beautiful this time of year, and it's a really nice supplement to your weekly diet.
Well, let's take a moment to talk a little bit about the mission of the organization that you lead, the North Louisiana Farm Fresh. Tell us about that.
Well, we started this about 3 or 4 years ago as kind of an umbrella organization over the Ruston Farmers Market so that we could start doing other things other than just the farmers market. What we're trying to do, we're working on getting our nonprofit status. What we're trying to do is start outreach programs dealing with education, nutrition, and things like that.
Are you working specifically in north central Louisiana, or where does the organization look to extend?
Most of our farmers that we work with are in north Louisiana. We consider ourselves a north Louisiana organization. There are groups that are doing this in the east and the west of North Louisiana. So, but we work with farmers all the way out to the Delta.
Well, as acting manager of the Ruston Farmers Market, tell us about when will the market be open leading up to Christmas?
We'll be open until December 14th. However, we will be closed on November 30th. For Thanksgiving weekend. So we have the festival this weekend, and then we'll have 2 weekends in December. Usually we open up again back in late April, Sometimes we've gone as we've opened up as early as early April, but usually it's late April, early May when we open up for the spring.
John, for those who may not have been able to make a trip over to Ruston, share with us, where does the farmer's market take place?
We're in downtown Ruston. There's a public parking lot at the corner of Louisiana and Moreau Avenues next to the railroad tracks and First Baptist Church. So it's just, if you're familiar with downtown Ruston, it's just half a block away from Railroad Park, which is right downtown.
And as far as some of the feedback, some of the community interest in participation in the farmers market, what can you share about that?
Well, we've grown every year. We keep a pretty accurate count of our customers. We started with about eight regular vendors, and averaged about 150 to 200 customers on a Saturday. This year, we've averaged about 10 to 12 vendors on a good Saturday, as many as 25 on some of the festival days. And our customer count during the summers is about 400. We're always down in the fall. I think people like the summer produce better, but the fall count, we're looking at about 200 customers on a Saturday, which has gone up since the last couple years. So I think every year the word's getting out, and we're growing.
And the Giving Thanks Fest coming up this Saturday. John, the hours, and how can someone find out more?
The hours are 8 to 12 every Saturday, so we're open. We open at 8, we close at noon. You can always find out more information at rustinfarmersmarket.org or on our Facebook page. Just search for Ruston Farmers Market.
John Benchotter serves as president of the North Louisiana Farm Fresh and acting manager of the Ruston Farmers Market. John, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Bob.
You can hear this and other Landia podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online, KEDM.org.